Hey Lost, I was very hesitant to reply to your problem in an audio format. I was not sure how people would react to my opinion, but anyway, it's my opinion. I'm just going to say it out there, and come what may. Your problem is not uncommon. A lot of girls have this problem. It is very obvious that I have serious issues with our society. Let me just give you an introduction. I don't mind, I don't have a problem with people who are conservative, religious, and abide by traditions and culture. I don't have a problem with those people. And I also don't have a problem with people who are open-minded, who have extramarital affairs. I don't have a problem with those two. My main problem is with people who do not do what they say, with people who have hypocrisy built in their software. I have a problem with people who have double standards. Now, you're saying that you're 22 and that you've had 3 boyfriends. And now you are engaged to your 4th boyfriend. When I look at your problem, the way you put it, you said that your 2nd boyfriend left you because he wasn't sexually attracted to you. You said that your 3rd boyfriend left you because you gave yourself to him. I don't know how much you gave to him, but later on in your email, you were talking about kissing and hugging your 4th boyfriend. Now let me tell you this. Physical intimacy is a part of a healthy relationship. You can tell a lot about a person by the way they hold hands, by the way they hug, by the way they kiss, by the way they express their emotions in an intimate way. You can tell a lot about a person by this. But there are 2 points here. Point number 1, a lot of men in our society, they would tell you that they can do this. They will do this, and they will not stop doing that. But when it comes to getting married, they want to get married to a girl who says no. And in my book, this is extreme hypocrisy. And this is the exact attitude that I hate. Actually, no, I despise that attitude. As for you, I'm not going to tell you to withhold completely. I'm just going to tell you to take your time. I'm going to tell you why. When you meet a person in the beginning of the relationship, they try to show you the best they have. They try to show you how nice, how great, how supportive, how open-minded they are. That's what they show you. But is that who they really are? Only time will tell. And situations. My advice for you, try to avoid any sort of physical intimacy for the maximum time that you can. 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. This would be a long enough time for you to understand the person you are with, to understand how they think, to understand how they evaluate things, to understand how they perceive women. And it would give you enough time to understand if you want to be with that person or not. Now, this is about your 1st and your 2nd and your 3rd boyfriend. Now you have a 4th boyfriend. And I really like this guy. I really like what he said to you. Now, you told me that you've kissed. And you told him that you feel guilty. Although you said here that you did not. His response was, here, I'm quoting you. He told me that what happened would never let him think less of me, and that I am the love of his life, and that he is serious about the relationship. He also mentioned that if a man was serious about a relationship, whether these things happened or not, he would still be serious. And if he wanted to be serious about the relationship from the start, those things would not matter, whether they happened or not. So, if he really is that person, then you have a great man at hand. Do not lose him. Now, before you get any deeper, I want you to wait. Give time the chance to prove to you if he is that kind of person or not. You're saying that you know that when you meet him next time, you wouldn't be able to resist hugging him and kissing him. I want you to do your very best to withhold. I do not want you to feel that you're throwing yourself at him. find another way to express that you love him. Find another way to say that you miss him. I cannot imagine that you're hugging him and kissing him in a public place. So why don't you just meet in public places? Give it some time. You say that you're going to be engaged in August. From now until August, give it time. Wait until you know that he's the one. Wait until you understand how his mind works. I do not want him to judge you, and I do not want you to make a mistake. You're saying, I am afraid that deep inside he would be narrow-minded and that he would think that you're easy to get or that you're loose. I cannot tell you how he thinks. Give it time, observe, and analyze. And until then, please withhold from anything physical until you know what this man is all about.